January 6th committee, ready for prime time. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. The House committee investigating the attack on the Capitol will kick off televised hearings Thursday night. The aim to show how former President Trump's false claims of a rigged election spurred some supporters to violence and exposed weaknesses in the Electoral College system.
Leading Democrats like New York Congressman Hakeem Jeffries insist this is not about firing up their base before November's midterms.
It's not a political issue. It's an issue about the integrity and sanctity of our democracy.
Two of the nine members on the panel are Republicans, Liz Cheney of Wyoming and Adam Kinzinger of Illinois. But they are not the lawmakers who were chosen by House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy. Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
The House taking action Wednesday on gun safety legislation, passing a wide-ranging gun safety bill in response to the mass shootings in Uvalde and Buffalo. Among other things, it raises the age limit to buy a semi-automatic rifle to 21. And the push comes after a House committee heard heart-wrenching testimony from recent shooting victims and family members.
Fourth grade student Mia Cedillo detailed the moment her teacher made eye contact with a gunman inside Robb Elementary School last month.
I told my teacher goodnight and shot her in the head.
She told her story to the House Oversight Committee in a recording at a hearing on gun violence on Capitol Hill. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Attorney General Merrick Garland announced the Justice Department will review the police response in the Uvalde shooting. He tells reporters, though, it's not a criminal investigation. A down day on Wall Street as volatility continues to roil the market. The Dow fell 269 points. The Nasdaq lost 89. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Demonstrations in Los Angeles as President Biden arrives for the Summit of the Americas. He's there to meet with regional leaders.
Let us leave here renewed with purpose and a renewed partnership. And tomorrow, let's get to work building the future this region deserves.
The president defended his decision not to invite leaders from Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela over human rights problems. Mexican President Obrador and other leaders are boycotting the summit over that decision. Congressional lawmakers considering a serious effort to move a bill forward that would beef up security for Supreme Court justices and their families. That push comes after the arrest of a California man on charges of attempting to kill Justice Kavanaugh. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
They need to stop their multi-week blockade against the Supreme Court security bill and pass it before the sun sets today.
Police arrested John Roskey Wednesday near Kavanaugh's Maryland home. The Marine Corps confirms an Osprey aircraft crashed Wednesday in Southern California with five Marines on board. No official word on their conditions. Aircraft was based in San Diego. The Foo Fighters announced two tribute concerts to honor late band member Taylor Hawkins.
One on September 3rd at London's Wembley Stadium and on September 27th at the Kia Forum in Los Angeles. The group canceling its remaining tour dates in March after Hawkins' death in Colombia. He was 50 years old. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And the Boston Celtics win Game 3 of the NBA Finals.
Boston Celtics take Game 3. They're two wins away from a title.
That call on ESPN as Boston downs Golden State 116-100 to take a 2-1 lead for the championship. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.